You know, people in Georgia are going to the polls, and this Senate race in Georgia is getting a lot of national attention. What's at stake is control of the next U.S. Senate. And somehow I just can't help but think, why not let God be in control? Coming up, the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. Plus, we've got much more music on the way, and we'll get into that Bible Jeopardy clue. What was Abinadab asked to keep in his house? Was it the sword and armor of Solomon? Was it a golden calf? Was it the idols of Dagon? Or was it the Ark of the Lord? Stick and stay. We'll have much more great music on the way right here in the Ham Camp.
The unstoppable weight, unstoppable weight.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
In the morning. It'll be all over. All my trials and tribulations on this side. In the morning, it's going to be all right, y'all. One of these mornings, you're going to look for me. And I'm going to be gone.
Together. We don't even talk on the phone all the time, but when the phone rang, something about to happen. And let's go both ways. His former pastor, Pastor Smith, and I was the same way. Whenever I go to Baton Rouge, he'd grab me to preach. I got through those doors. I loved him as well. God is good. We ain't gonna worry about no hymn of preparation. If you ain't prepared, it's too late to get prepared. The preacher ain't ready, it's just too late, brother preacher. ain't no need for no preparing to take it. I just got to find my text. If you have your Bibles, I tried to be respectful on today. I looked at your program, and I'm going to try to work this text. I cut off one of your verses, but I think I may have added an extra four because I felt that those other four verses was totally needed. From the preacher standpoint, chapter 4, 2 Corinthians, if you can stand, stand. If you can't, just wave your hand in the air like you just don't care. Do I have some help in the house? I may not make it back here, Pastor Smith, but I got them right now. Chapter 4, 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. We're going to start at that 5th verse. Pastor, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, who is he? The Lord. And ourselves, your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine on out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure, that's what you are, Pastor. We have you, this treasure, in earthen vessel. You an earthen vessel. That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of any of y'all. Got it, don't you? But now I have to go this way because you just got to go every mile of the way. Here we are, Pastor. 8th verse. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. That's enough. Let's talk about the preacher who stands on the word. The preacher, pastor, teacher, who stands on the word. The believer who stands on the word. Let me open you up by trying to get you to understand that God is not looking for fans. He's looking for followers. Let me tiptoe. The Lord is not looking for fame, but he's looking for followers / disciples. A fan is someone who shows up and just cheers. Can I just talk up this thing like a fan is just someone who comes in and just cheers. When Jesus was on the boat sleep, and the storm gets to raging on the Sea of Galilee, and the wind strikes the water, the water strikes the boat strikes the disciples. The disciples go down and strike Jesus.
Jesus goes to the bow of the ship, not so he could see the wind or the waves, but so the wind, the waves, and the lightning could just see him. And by time he would say, peace be. Everybody on the boat became a fan. But God, the Lord, isn't looking for fame. He's looking for followers. 5 years ago when I came into this city, I started teaching from membership to discipleship. And from discipleship to followership, which means members of faith. They come, they're saying, but they'll get mad and won't show back up. Try to poison the whole choir or the whole deacon ministry or whatever ministry that they're on. That's a member. But a disciple would get their feelings hurt on Wednesday night, show back up on Sunday morning saying God is good, knowing that whatever hurt them on Wednesday, God has removed the pain, and they back in their same position. I just don't understand folk who can just get on the post and walk off when they get ready. Sometimes I don't want to stand up and preach, but I got to do it because I'm commanded. It ain't them two or three nickels that I know. No, I'm commanded. Because I know what the Lord will do if I don't do it. So the Lord is not looking for fame, but he's looking for fire. The Bible is what God has made. Sermons are what man has made of what God has already made. Let's try that again. The Bible is what God has made. But sermons are what man has made out of what God has already. The Lord is my light and my salvation. It's a sermon, but God has already made. Do I have some help in the house? So God is not looking for faith, but he's looking for followers. Your commitment in the dark is the key to your victory in the light. Your problems that shows up in the dark becomes your victory in the light. Don't make sense. Well, let me try to make sense. You went to the hospital. The doctor said it couldn't do you any good in the dark. Sooner or later, God sends an angel to walk through the door just with a little bag and went to the tree that's good for the healing of the nation. Pull out a leaf, put it on your breast. The cancer that was there is no longer there. So the key to your victory now is in the light, and now you have become a testifier, and now you have a testimony.